Hello and welcome. This is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net for January the 3rd, 2022. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress. If you are not familiar with SDF, it is a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. I will pause now for priority traffic or to allow you to disconnect from the conference if you do not want to hang around for our next. I am Alpha Bravo 9 Foxtrot Juliet, the net control operator today. My name is Wayne. I'm located in Urbana, Illinois, and my SDF username is JWH. This net meets every Monday at 0 hour Zulu via Echolink Node 9229, the TechLink conference. We would like to thank Michael, VE7KI, for letting us use this conference for our net. This is a directed net. That means that if you have something to say, give your call and wait for the net control to acknowledge you. This net is open to all radio amateurs and is not restricted to members of the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We like to have a topic of the week to kickstart our discussions, and I think it's appropriate at this time to look ahead to the new year and what we want to do different with the net here, or maybe take stock, so to speak. What is good about it? What's bad about it? What could be better about it? So think about that. Let's see here. The way this works, I have the dashboard from Echolink here, and I don't see any conferences connected here. The HAM conference, or I don't see the DMR All-Star Gateway either. So it looks like it's just us Echolink chickens. I will take a time to give room for any other stations to check in, but I'm going to go down the list here. The stations that I see are KC3LYZ, VK6BQQ, W0TTY, AB3KC, and K7P, PJP. So, if you just heard your call sign, then you don't need to do anything. You're already on my list, and I will be coming back to you shortly. If there's anyone out there listening who did not hear their call sign, here's your first chance to come in and get added to my list. Come now with your call sign. Okay, I did not hear any call signs, but I did see a couple of call signs pop up on the dashboard here. Kilo Delta 2 Uniform Golf X-Ray and Delta Lima 6 Mike Hotel Charlie. That's Pete and Michael. You're on my list here. So I'm going to start going down. Oh, let me back up for the benefit of you guys who just joined us here. The topic this week is what do we do well in this net? What do you like about it? What you don't like about it? What we should do different? This is, like New Year's resolution time, right? So we're talking about resolutions for the SDFARC weekly net. So first on my list, VK6BQQ.
AB9FJ and the group VK6BQQ. Good morning from Australia. Well, what are we going to do in 2022? From the news I read and see on the screen, why things aren't changing. Our virus rate has gone up here apparently in West Australia due to some backpackers. How they get in here, I don't know. To try and keep the border closed, but they sneak in somehow. Anyway, we'll try and carry on. Amateur radio, as I say, the best hobby in the world, so it seems to be the way to communicate around the world without fear of the virus infection. So we'll just do what we can and do our very best. Wayne, good to hear you in here. My morning, your evening. VK6BQQ Australia.
Okay, thank you, Reg. Ever vigilant down there on the west coast of Australia. Thank you for checking in. Next on my list is KC3LYZ.
Hello, this is KC3LYZ, Bob in Philadelphia. It's CF username Robert R. Happy New Year, everybody. I think we're doing pretty good with the net this year. Wouldn't mind trying to get the digital link working a little more steadily. I know last time I tried to connect on DMR, we had a little trouble with the audio. But other than that, things are good. Back to that.
Okay, thanks, Robert. Yeah, we kind of miss Matthew and his gateway. But hopefully he will be back, or maybe we'll have to look for another gateway setup to replace him. Next on my list, W0TTY.
Hello to the net. This is Stephen, W0TTY in Seattle. And sorry, I missed the question, Wayne. Could you come back with that?
Yes, considering that this is the new year, we're talking about resolutions specific to the SDF Amateur Radio Club, and in particular the net here. But it just occurred to me as I was saying that, the original topic was, about the net, what's good, what's bad, what could we do better? But as I was thinking about it just now, the same applies to the club, the SDF Amateur Radio Club. We have a mailing list, and it's mostly been used to let people know that a net is coming up, or that a net had just happened. But if you have some ideas about what the club could be doing, and I think Stephen posted an idea on the mailing list today, if you have some ideas about what the club could be doing beyond just having a weekly net, please let us know and let us talk about it and maybe actually do it. So that's kind of what the topic is this week, Stephen.
Well, that's a great topic. I think that obviously, since we're located all over the world and have a number of various locations, there's some advantages to it compared to like a traditional local club that you might belong to. And that post that I made to the mailing list today was to just tell folks in the club what nets I check into, what local nets I check into, and what would be fun is if we got invites from other members to check into their local nets using things like All-Star or Echolink. So I thought that would be interesting. In the past, when I've brought that up, there's a lot of times that you get a response that, well, I'm not active, or I don't check into local nets or things like that, or my local area is not that active. So you'd think that if you got that kind of response that it would be really welcome to know that a place like Pacific Northwest, particularly Seattle area, Seattle-Tacoma, has a pretty good set of repeaters, and they're all Echolink and All-Star connected, and have regular nets. So having those invites, might get those folks involved. And then there's another aspect of this that I'm kind of really distracted at the moment, sorry. There's another aspect to this I thought was interesting, too. It goes back to the idea of the remote telescope, where SDF was going to have a remote telescope in eastern Washington where people could remotely control it via the Internet. But it's getting to be a little more popular for folks to use remote stations over the Internet. So that might be another benefit to SDF members, being that they're everywhere, rather than us all come together on one net once a week and that's all we ever do, that we do things like that where we share our QTH and location for remote control. That might be a lot of fun. I'd be up for that. My QTH is not that great for HF. But for FT8, you can be almost anywhere, I suppose. Anyways, great topic, JWH, and, oh, sorry, AB9FJ. And Happy New Year to everybody, W0TTY.
Okay, yeah, you know, you gave me a couple of ideas there. When I first saw your posting on the mailing list, the first thing that you mentioned was the PSRG NIPS, and I'm thinking that even if every SDSARC member checked into a single PSRG net, I think we would still not be the majority of the check-ins. That net is just so darn big. But suppose something like the local weekly 2-meter net where I live here in East Central Illinois, where 10 check-ins is a pretty busy net. If we had 5 SDSARC members checking in over Echolink, that would be a big deal. And that's why I made that wisecrack about being a flash mob. It would be such a big deal. People would be probably saying, what made those people come here and check in? But it might be a good thing to actually get people scratching their heads and wondering about something like that. So I'm kind of thinking favorably about the idea. Not so much go all, you know, jumping on PSRG, but, you know, I'm especially thinking about smaller regional local nets that probably don't have 50 or 100 check-ins on every net. So anyway, and what you were saying there about like remote stations, there are lots of places where you can use the internet to access an SDR in some foreign or exotic location and listen to the RF in that area there. That's a very cool thing. I haven't seen telescopes, but that's a natural, you know, similar thing there. So, and if, let me reset real quick before I time out. There are lots of ham stations, some very good, you know, like DX contester kind of stations that for a price you can access remotely and play ham radio with. But as you say, something like FT8, you don't need one of those super stations. You just need to have a modest station in the right place at the right time. So that is something that we could think about coordinating as a club, because we have so many people spread all over the place. You know, if you're looking for somebody in the Pacific Northwest or in the Southeast or in South America or in Australia or in Europe.
There are two other parties in this conference.
Somebody has just joined 1095. Or,
yeah.
And I hope they're gone. All right. Where was I? So anyway, I think there's maybe potential there in the future for organizing a kind of SDF community rig sharing kind of deal there where, I don't know, we can bring, what's the word, you know, bounce ideas out, brainstorm, yeah. Anyway, thank you, Stephen. I better move along before I completely mess things up here. Who's next on my list here? AB3KC.
Good evening, everybody. This is AB3KC, Alpha Bravo 3 Kilo Charlie. Good morning to the Australian friends. And good day, good evening, good morning. on SDF, my username is Dirty Rig. I'm in Virginia. And good question, Wayne. I was just thinking, I talked about my local club, and I'm a net control operator on our local club, and the one thing I do like about it, as far as my burden, is I only have to do net control every 5 weeks. So it's very, very light load to carry, and it's by the time that fifth week comes along, it's actually kind of fun. So I think that's a good thing about that. On the other hand, the local club, they just threatened us that we had to renew our membership, which, or else we can't vote. And the funny thing is, the candidates are all slated. There's no competition, and I'm not feeling the positive vibes from the club. But I will renew to keep supporting the club and all that stuff. But it's good to hear a club doing introspection, trying to figure out what we can do to be better. And I like that. That that excites me. I would love to participate in some sort of asynchronous project, maybe with a goal to build something. I don't know how that would work, but exploring a mode like some of the HF stuff we did recently on B-Board, where we were trying to connect on HF digital modes, that was a lot of fun. So I don't know if you can do like a contest as a club and submit logs as a club from multiple different locations. I know with the pandemic there were some new rules for the ARRL field day where I think you could do that. So that's an idea too, is we all go do field day and then submit our logs as SDF. So good question. Thanks for asking it, and I look forward to hearing all kinds of fun brainstorms. And I wonder if there's a way to get maybe technical experts on topics at the club to maybe share either here on the net a quick presentation or on bulletin board or something, just to share their expertise and build that experience base. Those are my ramblings here from Virginia tonight, AB9FJ, AB3KC.
Okay, cool, Colin. Yeah, some good ideas there. We really would like to have like a sort of a speakers bureau here where if we have people who want to come in and talk about their favorite aspect of the hobby and maybe fire up interest among the other members, that would be great. So if any of you have, I've seen this over and over again. You invite somebody, anybody, to come in and talk about what they want to do, but you find out that, everybody's all waiting for somebody else to step forward first. They don't want to be the first one. They don't want to be the guinea pig and be laughed at or whatever. And I don't know how to address that. Probably you need a slightly different approach. And instead of maybe putting them up there on the stage and saying, okay, you have the stage, entertain us. A different, like maybe a round table where there's three or four people and they can all be kind of conversing amongst themselves and we're just kind of flies on the wall listening in. They might be a lot more comfortable with that. So anyway, I'm just trying to generate ideas here. So thank you, Colin. Next on my list is Paul, K7PJP.
Hello, Wayne. Hello to everyone else on the net. This is Paul here in Tacoma. This is only my second time checking in on this net, so I don't have a lot of familiarity with, what the net, what the club has been up to. I would imagine that looking in some of the other direction that you have probably already done some things to promote the idea of getting a license to other people who are regulars on SDF, who obviously, it's very kind of crowd that is sympathetic to it, and I'm sure there's already been some folks, so I don't know what has been done with that, but I can imagine that sort of direction being useful. I personally would love to see some sort of web-based SDR or even ability to transmit somehow. I am still in the process of getting set up in this new location, so I have not been on HF in a while. I'm hoping to, but it'd be cool to be able to get reestablished without having to have to drill some holes in the wall. So, but I just want to wish everyone a happy new year and hope to be joining you guys on a more regular basis. Finally put it on a calendar for a reminder.
So, Paul, are you just in a new house in the Seattle area, or did you relocate somewhere else entirely?
I moved to Tacoma a few months ago, which is, 30 miles south of Seattle. So I was able to buy a house, which means that I can actually put up antennas. I was living in a place that really was not conducive to HF operation. This place will be, but of course it takes some time, and there are other things that take priority before I can do that, but hopefully over the long term, there will be an array of various antennas on the roof. I'm looking forward to that. Yeah.
Okay, nice. All right, let's see. I've got... yes, Kilo Delta 2 Uniform Golf X-Ray. And I don't recognize that call, so I think this is the first time you've joined our net here. So let me rewind and review that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. And SDF stands for, that's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, stands for Super Dimension Fortress. And my understanding is that it's an enemy thing. If you are not if you're not familiar with SDF, it is a public access Unix system. And you can learn more about it by directing your web browser to sdf.org. You can get yourself a free account. And if you're not already familiar with Unix and Linux and all the star Xs, you can dip your toes into the water and try all kinds of stuff on it. You can have yourself a free website. You can join us in the chat rooms. We have Gopher. We've got all kinds of stuff. So anyway, welcome to our little net here. I think Pete, KD2UGX. The topic this week, obviously you don't have a lot of experience with what we've done in the past, but what do you look for in a club activity, especially like a weekly net kind of activity? Or I don't know if you're a member of any other club that's as geographically scattered as we are. But anyway, any ideas that you have for our net, go ahead.
Well, hello, Wayne, and thank you for the warm welcome. Good evening, everybody, and good morning to our friends in Australia. I am kind of new to the hobby. Thanks COVID, I was able to get my technician's ticket about 2 years ago, and I'm scheduled for my general class test on the 11th, a little bit further east out here where I live on Long Island. I was really kind of stumbling around the internet looking for a net to try my new headphones that I got from Amazon the other day. And you were kind of first on the list. I couldn't find any local nets, which is at least on EchoLink. Let me put it that way. So it's all new to me. It's funny. I stumbled on you guys because there are no accidents. I'm an IT guy. A million years ago, I worked for AT&T, not at the labs, but I was there, you know, when they gave it away, you know, to public universities. So I've messed around with Linux, resurrected a bunch of laptops on my own, but this is all new to me, and I don't have any real ham radio gear set up yet. Everything I've done here is on EchoLink, but hopefully that'll change. AB9FJ, this is KD2UGX.
I'm sorry, Pete. We've got some technical difficulties here. All right. Maybe they've been resolved here. We'll keep an eye on it. Sorry, folks. Anyway, thank you, Pete. I'm sorry I was a little distracted, so I was only paying about 80% attention to what you said there. But I do want to welcome you to our little net here. We do this every week, so please feel welcome to come back next week and join us again. And I'm curious, you say you got some new headphones. Are they really good ones? Do you like them?
Yeah, the model is hold on, let me take them off here first. Well, they're gamer headsets. Let's see, I think they're called EKSA, E-K-S-A, and the reason I picked these up is because they've got a noise-canceling mic, so I'm using the space bar on the keyboard as a toggle, and then, you know, I'm completely hands-free, so So far, so good. They support 7.1 surround sound, I guess, for the PlayStation. But I'm just got it plugged into an old HP all-in-one machine here, and they're working fine.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I use the spacebar toggle as well, so I don't have to keep holding the bar down to talk. Sometimes, though, I also use the keyboard in the chat area, and sometimes I will accidentally activate the push-to-talk when I just wanted to add something to the chat, which I'm actually checking right now to see if there's anything new that has popped up there. Okay. So anyway, thank you, Pete. Next on my list is DL6MHC.
Yeah, this is Delta Lima 6, Michael Tel Charlie. Name here is Micah. And my SDF handle is OD, Oscar Delta India Echo. Yeah, thanks for the topic, Wayne. I think it's a very good one. And yeah, here are some of my thoughts. I know it's hard to think of topics, but it might be of benefit to announce the topics in a mailing list maybe, or on Beeboard somewhere. So people can think of some stuff in advance. It would also help me a little bit to be a bit better prepared, since English is obviously not my first language. But at this point, I want to say thank you very much for thinking of the topics for the net. That I know this is not very easy. Another thing, it would be in general a good thing to put some life into the mailing list, but I honestly have no idea right now how to achieve this. But I think this would maybe help, to improve the club activities. We could use the club website maybe to present things that other hands of the club are doing. Maybe a simple RSS aggregator, which pulls posts of personal blogs and displays them on the SDF ARC website, or maybe something moderated that you post, maybe a cool project you are doing right now or have done in a mailing list, and then it will be published on the SDF ARC website, because I think this would be this way you might you have an idea what the others are doing, and maybe you get inspired this way. The next thing is a little bit of a personal problem, but time is a bit difficult for me, especially during summer. But as I said, this is a personal problem. But maybe a second net would be nice somewhere, more European-friendly time-wise. And I like SMJ's idea of sharing stations. In the meantime, I would be able to provide a now fully remotely operatable SDR transceiver that could be accessed via VPN from all over the world. And I myself would be very interested in working HF or VHF from other QTHs somewhere on the planet. This would be a nice thing. Could be a main point of the club to share stations, and I think it is fun to make the own station somehow remotely accessible. And that's all from my side. Happy New Year to all of you, and thanks for hosting the net, Wayne, and back to you to AB9FJ Net Control.
Okay, that's cool, Michael. I've got some ideas there. The idea of a second net, for example, with European friendly hours, that's definitely something we could think about, especially if we have some volunteer net controls in that time zone. What else here? The rig sharing or station sharing idea, I think that we could really do something with that. And I understand that the B-Board has an amateur radio section on it, but frankly, it's been a long time since I checked B-Board. There's just so much stuff in there. Yeah, I spend most of my time on comm, and I kind of exhaust my attention span on comm and don't have much left to go to B-Board. So I think that's probably something that I can address myself and maybe spend less time in comm and do some other things. I'm trying to read my notes here. One thing that you made me think of is that perhaps we should have sort of an SDF ARC gallery, which would be sort of like a miniature version of something like QRZ. I mean, everybody who's a member of SDF already has the ability to put up their own website. And some people do, and some people don't. But suppose we had on the sdfarc.org website, if we had sort of a sub-site on there where each member could post kind of the sort of biography you see on QRZ, you know, maybe some pictures of themselves and their shack, and their radios, their antennas, and a description of the things that they're interested in, and so forth. So we can talk about that in the mailing list and see if that's something that we want to pursue. So, Michael, thank you for some good ideas there. Next on my list here is, my eyes are going bad on me here, Alpha Delta Zero Quebec. Mike, Jeff, it's your turn.
Thanks, Wayne, and everybody on the net. This is Jeff80QM. My handle is JECXJO on FDF. I've just kind of been trying to get back into radio in the last 2 years. Had two kids, moved QTHs, and I've been able to do a lot of HF, but at this new QTH, I don't really have a room for putting my radio stuff in. And so right now, it's middle of the night. I go outside and toss a wire up in a tree and run off of my dining room table and then tear it all down at 4 a.m. and get a couple hours of sleep before the kids wake up. So my goal kind of this year was to, or this coming year, 2022, is to set up a SDR system that fits in a closet somewhere, and I would just always kind of be running remote. If I get that set up, I'd totally be willing to post that up as a community accessible system. So definitely in ideas like that. The other thing I was thinking was kind of cool is if having people at different locations, kind of getting into more of like a radio astronomy type of setup where people run SDR receivers and we point all of our antennas upward and see what kind of stuff we can hear, that we get better ears when we have a lot more receivers in different locations. So that'd be kind of cool, and then I just need to get more active in the club. So that's all I got, 80QM.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. And yeah, that last thing there reminds me of another project that I think many of you may have heard of before, but if you haven't, check out, let's see if I get this right, SatNogs. That's Sierra Alpha Tango November Oscar Golf Sierra. And the idea is that there are a lot of these small satellites, like these CubeSats and so forth, that have been launched in the last decade or two. And most of them transmit some kind of telemetry back to their, mother base. But the mother base may not be, you know, in a visible line of sight to the satellite when the telemetry gets transmitted. So the SatNOG's idea is to have a lot of stations all over the planet who can be monitoring these little satellites to record their telemetry transmission so that they can be forwarded back to the mother base to make sure that they know what's going on with their satellites. So if you just Google SatNOGS, you can find out all you need to know about that. It's a pretty cool project. They engineered a 3D printed AS-L rotator device so that you can aim like a UHF antenna totally under computer control. It's very slick. So just do the Google and it's cool. So thank you. And I noticed that we've had a bunch of more stations pop up here. I'll just go down real quick with the call signs. Victor Alpha 3, Alpha Mike. Kilo 2, Golf Fox Mike. November 4, Romeo November Whiskey. Victor Kilo 5, India Uniform. And for the benefit of those who have not been here before, let me go back and review that this is the SDF Amateur Radio Club Weekly Net. That's Sierra Delta Foxtrot, the Super Dimension Fortress, which is a public access Unix system that you can learn more about by directing your web browser to sdf.org. And we have this net every week at 0 hour Zulu on Mondays. And you don't have to be a member of our club to check in. So welcome. So let me start going down the list of these new stations who have joined us. VA3AM. Oops, and I hope I'm not doubling with it, but I forgot to mention that the topic this week is sort of New Year's resolutions for this club and this net in particular. So those of you who have never been here before, you may not have much to suggest, but those who have been here before, please give us your comments. So VA3AM, it's your turn.
I was looking on Echolink, I guess, and my QTH is Hamilton, Ontario, which is at the western end of Lake Ontario. West of Niagara Falls by, I don't know, 45 kilometers or whatever that is in miles. But anyway, all the best of the new year to all those that might be listening. Over.
Okay, thank you, Alan. Welcome to our little net here. We do this every week. And I forgot to mention that the topic this week is kind of New Year's resolution for the net and our club in general here. So those of you who are new might not have any ideas off the top of your head, but you're still welcome to check in, and maybe you do have some ideas. I don't know. So thank you, Alan. Next on my list is K2GFM.
Hey, guys. This is K2GFM, Greg. I'm in northern New Jersey. I've joined the net once before. Primarily, I don't join because I forget that the net is on. So I know you guys send out an email after. Perhaps a reminder email prior would be a good thing as a New Year's resolution to get more membership. I caught the beginning, or I don't know if the beginning. I caught earlier you guys were talking about satellites. That's been a little bit of a hobby of mine. I've been doing a lot of ISS APRS contacts. This past week was spent copying a lot of the SSTV broadcasts from the ISS. And I know there are a lot of other satellites which I haven't had the opportunity to connect with, but would like to try and do this year. It's a really cool little niche area of the hobby. I think that, the more people we can get on it, maybe the more we can get some cool things going on there. That's about it. So Happy New Year's to everyone, and back to Nut.
Okay, thank you, Greg. I'm sorry, I was kind of distracted here trying to do two things at once, so I wasn't paying all of the attention that I should have there. But, I think you said that you had checked in the past, but And, you know, the idea of having a regular announcement of when the net is coming up, you know, perhaps 6 hours ahead of time, something like that. That's something that SMJ and I think, should probably talk about. I've got some ideas about how to do that sort of automatically so that it does not require manual attention. So, but it's a good idea, and I'm glad you mentioned it. It's something that for a while I was doing it manually, and it just got to be a little bit difficult to do it on a regular basis. So maybe we can automate it. Thank you, Greg. Next on my list is N4RNW.
Well, good evening, Wayne. Good evening, everybody who's listening. And thanks for the text, Reg. Good to hear you. I just returned from a family Christmas between Tennessee and Indiana, and we're back home here in sunny Florida now. So other than that, I'm going to excuse myself. So a Happy New Year to everybody, and we'll talk to you later. Back to you, Wayne, N4RNW.
Real quick, I'm kind of curious. I have family in the area near the land between the lakes, kind of north of Dover, Tennessee. Is that kind of in the area you're talking about, sort of the Hopkinsville metro, so to speak?
My wife's family is in Sevierville, which is south of Knoxville. It's in East Tennessee. And then my side of things, my siblings were up there between Indianapolis and South Bend, Indiana.
Ah, okay. I was just curious. Well, thank you, and welcome. Hope we'll hear from you again, Harold. Next on my list is VK5IU. Okay, I think he disconnected. So, I think I've caught up with everyone on my list. And we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't think we've seen 12 check-ins in quite a long time. So this has been a very busy net today. So, at this point, I can take additional check-ins if anyone has joined us, or anyone who has already had a chance to speak if they've had some additional ideas and want to reach in. So, come forward now.
KC3LYZ with a recheck.
KC3LYZ, go ahead.
Alrighty, I really like the idea of the remote station. I already have three SDRs up here in Philly. Two are on Global Tuners, and the other one's on Kiwi SDR. And I don't have the greatest setup here. It's a little noisy, but I'd definitely be interested in having one for transmit, is my receive only.
Yeah, that's the nice thing about doing this as an SDS club is that we have a little bit of kind of control over the people involved. We kind of vet them being reliable, perhaps. So we can allow transmit where we might not do that otherwise. So thank you. My handwriting is getting worse and worse. Anyone else with a comment or a check-in?
W0TTY.
W0TTY.
Thanks again, Wayne, for running the net and listening to all the check-ins with great ideas. And Michael in Germany, I definitely sympathize with you on the time zone issue. And then as well as just getting the word out about the net occurring. And there's ways we can do it where it's not the sort of thing that it's just a broadcast every you know, an hour before or whatever, like it was in the past. I think that some people didn't like that. Maybe have it an opt-in. Just a little gentle reminder if somebody doesn't have a calendar app or something like that and just maybe just wants to be reminded of it. So we can definitely do that. Remote station operation, I actually have been doing that myself. So that's kind of why that brought back the idea again, why not open it up a bit more to the club? And I did have to stop local HF operation at home because I ended up having a causing an interference issue with a commercial radio that I did not know was nearby, but it happened to be, it was basically a repeater for Comcast. So that surprised me, but anywho. So I've been definitely interested in doing remote, and like I said, I'm doing that for myself, and it's a great aspect of the club, especially there's a bit of trust there with members versus just opening it up to general amateur use. Finally, the idea of dropping in on various nets that other members check into, I didn't mean that as sort of a flash mob thing, let's overtake this net. That definitely was not what I intended. I meant that inviting folks in our group to other active nets and just have sort of a things that happen over a 24-hour cycle day to day, and then that way that it can help address issues like Michael has in Germany with the time zone thing. And, you know, if we need to nudge the net plus or minus a couple hours either direction, I'm perfectly fine with that as well, if AV9FJ and whoever's doing that control would be. Anyways, great net. And next week is 5 years, is that right? W0TTY.
I think we're already in year number 5. I think the first net was on January the 1st of 2018. So that would be 19, 20, 21. Maybe it was 7. I was just looking at it earlier tonight. I should know this. I can check real quick here. So the first net was on January 1, 2018. Right. So that would make 2022 the end of the fourth year and the beginning of the fifth year, unless I'm making an off by one error there. So yeah, number 5. Yeah. My reply to your mailing list, that was just kind of a wisecrack. It wasn't really a serious objection or anything like that. But the more I think about it, the more I like the idea. So we can talk about it there. Yeah, lots of good stuff going on tonight here, or whatever time of day it is where you are. We're almost up to the hour, 53 minutes now. It's been a long time since we ran 53 minutes. So do we have any other check-ins or rechecks for this week's net? Okay, and I think it's probably about time to wrap it up here. This has been a really great net. It's good to see so many people coming back and checking in. And maybe this is the sign that, like Phoenix rising from the ashes, we'll rise up from having 4 or 5 check-ins to having, you know, 12 or 15 check-ins each week. So we can hope. So, let's see, where am I in my list, in my script here, as always, we're looking for additional net control volunteers, so if you think you want to give it a try, let me know. You can email me, jwh@sdf.org, or you can mention it in the mailing list, and if you're not already subscribing to the mailing list, go to sdfarc.org, and I'm pretty sure there are instructions there about how to subscribe. And of course, many of us hang out in the comm room, a non-radio, so we'll get there. Let me go back to my script here. I have all of that. So, this concludes this week's SDF Amateur Radio Club net at 0055 Zulu. If you would like to continue the conversation, there is an afternet. Well, the SDF DMR talk group is number 31650, so give it a try. Or you can just get on SDF, go into comm, and the Anon radio room. This is Net Control Station, AB9FJ, saying 73 for now.
Hey, B9FJ, BK6BQQ. Well, a good turnout for you today. And I see a few of our folks have chimed in there from Florida and from Hamilton. So, all good, sir.
Thank you, Reg. Yes, it was very gratifying to see the sort of resurrection. Good to see that people are returning. So, thank you to all of you who persevered and kept it alive during the slow period.
Sounds good, sir. And out to VA3AM, Alan. Good to see you in here, sir. And snow and cold, unbelievable. Now I know why I'm in West Australia.
Oh, well, rub it in, Reg. Rub it in. Yeah, we've been pretty lucky up till now. The ground is, we don't even have frost in the ground here. It snowed about 10 centimeters last night. I guess that's about 6 inches. And but there's only, I went and shoveled the walk and the sidewalk and all that stuff. And it started to melt underneath, only about maybe 2 or 3 centimeters left of that. And the ground is still pretty warm. It's freezing up tonight, though. But, you know, you're walking in the backyard and the lawn is squishy and whatnot. Water fills your footprints. In all my life here in Ontario, I've never seen such a mild winter so far. But it's going to be cold all week now, -6, -7 Celsius at night, and still freezing during the day. So winter has arrived. Over.